A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Brothers and sisters, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of every burden and sin that clings to us, and persevere in running the race that lies before us, while keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, the leader and perfecter of faith. For the sake of the joy that lay before him, Jesus endured the cross, despising its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider how he endured such opposition from sinners, in order that you may not grow weary and lose heart. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding blood. The Word of the Lord. I have focused my attention today on this first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, a letter that we've been using here in ordinary time for quite a couple weeks. But there's a line in this particular text today that stands out and grabs our attention and encourages us. And that's exactly why the author of the letter has focused it in this way. And the line is, we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. Because of that, we should hang in there. We should rid ourselves of burdens and sins. We should persevere. We should keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, who endured all that he endured for our sake, so that we might take heart and not become weary, that we might continue ourselves in the struggle to resist sinfulness, because we ought to be encouraged by those who have gone before us in the faith. This great cloud of witnesses. Just that expression makes us pause and think. I think of some great names of the recent past, especially in the Dominican Order, who have been inspirational. I think of Pierre Claverie, the Bishop in North Africa, Bishop of Oran in Algeria, who was assassinated because of his faith, so committed to a dialogue between Islam and Christianity. And yet, as a consequence of that effort at bridge building, lost his life because of it. I think of Shigeto Oshida in Japan, a man whose family background was quite Buddhist, and yet he was a convert and then became a Dominican priest, the first native Japanese Dominican who continued to practice Zen all his life and was respected by Buddhist monks in Japan as a Zen practitioner. And he was able to integrate that practice into his Catholic life and faith. Of course, we can think of many in our world. We can think of people like Dorothy Day in the United States, or Mother Teresa in India, or Oscar Romero in Latin America, John Paul II himself, so many, that great cloud of witnesses. But we can bring those inspiring recent saints in line with others who are perhaps less well known, but have had just as profound an impact in our own lives. I think of my parents, whom perhaps I did not always appreciate, now deceased, and the gifts that they had that they put at the service of the gospel in order that their children might be the beneficiaries. I think of my dad's sense of adventure as well as his commitment to working hard so that the family would not go without. Or my mom, whose sense of generosity remains an example for me even to this day. Our parents, our grandparents, that great cloud of witnesses, of people who have taught us what is good, to desire the good, and to see goodness incarnate in our world, to see that love is possible, true love and not just selfishness. I think of closer friends I have had in the Dominican Order. I think of Ginger Peters, a Dominican sister who died of cancer a couple years ago, died at a young age in her 60s. But a friend of mine has often said, you can't help when you're in Ginger's presence but to feel good, no matter how down you might be or how bad a day you've had. When you're in Ginger's presence, you can't help but feel good. To be in Ginger's presence was simply a blessing. I think of Ralph Powell, deceased philosopher, friar, not that successful as a teacher, not that successful as a writer. In so many areas that he may have valued, he would not have been a success, and yet very beloved because of his kindness, his own mystical bent, his openness of mind. When I think of him, I think of a free man, someone who was able to entertain almost any thought without being threatened or defensive. I just invite all of us on this day as we hear these words from the letter to the Hebrews to ponder, who are those witnesses that have shaped our lives, my life? Who are those close at hand? Who are the ones whom perhaps I never met, but whose stories are inspirational? And then, of course, there's all the saints. But there's so many among the saints who have never been publicly acknowledged who also comprise this cloud of witnesses. And to just picture ourselves in their arms, in harmony and union with them, in that great community of saints, that communion of saints, this, again, cloud of witnesses, and then to allow that to encourage us, to teach us perseverance, to point us in the direction, and to realize that we too are called, like them, to be witnesses to our values, to give witness to our faith, to make visible for others what the cloud of witnesses have done for us, that we might truly be instruments of the Holy Spirit in the lives of others, as so many have been instruments of the Holy Spirit in our own lives. And so, yes, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us rid ourselves of any sinfulness or selfishness that clings to us yet, and persevere in running this race, this great adventure of life that lies before us, keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for these witnesses.